morning and welcome on a Super Friday. Welcome to the show Controversy. Stephen B doing the key of E. Beautiful, black, bold, and brilliant. Who's gonna rock it today? Welcome to Controversy on a Friday. Remember, we're beautiful, black, bold, and brilliant. Stephen E. doing the key of E is your host today, and I'm going to be your host each and every day unless I take a break. Welcome to YazzaRadio.com, the show Controversy. We're about to rock you today. Remember, if you're scared, say you're scared. And when you call this line, which is 515-605-9775, you got to start off by saying you ain't scared about what we're talking about today. Right now, before we get to our commercials and stuff, tell you what's happening, let's get with a little news. First of all, I don't know how many people have been watching the George Floyd case. The case should have been over a half an hour after it started. I mean, you know, after the video and after the first two testimonies. And today, watching the heart-wrenching testimony that I saw of Mr. Floyd's girlfriend, once again, kind of shocked me because I hadn't been on it. I thought, I didn't know she was Caucasian. I didn't know any of that. I also didn't know about the drug use and all that stuff and the drug abuse, but I really don't care because the bottom line is, regardless of whether the man was high or not, the bottom line is he was killed. We sit and saw it. I don't know why we'd be living to see shoes. So I'm not really talk that much about it, but as part of news, I had to bring it up. Also, they made an arrest in the case of the Asian woman being kicked. And you know what really messed me up? What messed me up is after I saw the tape, the initial tape, like everybody else, I did not know that the man who did that was a man of color. So right now, let me say this uncategorically, as a man of color, and I'll repeat, a man of color, I apologize on behalf of such behavior to the Asian community, because they too are a community of color. And they deserve our respect like anyone else. So I have to say from the bottom of my heart, and I hope those who are listening out in the audience, I apologize on behalf of men of color who did not come to the defense of this lady. And at the same time, a man of color who had the audacity to kick that woman and kick her in the head. I hope he goes to jail for a very long time. As a matter of fact, send him here to Indianapolis and put him in an Indianapolis jail. Even though I don't like jails, even though I don't support the fact that we have too many men who are doing the wrong thing in jail, this is one time I support sending him to Indianapolis and letting them understand what they did to him, because they don't play that here. Okay, we don't play abusing women here of color, especially when you go to jail. All right, so this is the first time I can say, brother, I hope you go to jail. I hope they send you here to Indianapolis. And ain't no sense of playing, even though I'm against them walking around wearing they pants down and they belts down. Brother, that's what you need to be doing when you walk into that cell. You need to be disrespected as you have disrespected a sister of color. Regardless of whether she's Asian or not, let me stop because it just ticks me off to even talk about it. The other thing is this. I got to put a little sports in here, Bernstein. I know that a lot of people don't care about sports, But if you live in Indiana, we care about basketball. Now, let me share something with you. One of the best players that's ever played with the Pacers, Victor Oladipo, been traded again. I mean, yeah, man, he's on his way to Miami, Egypt or something. I don't know. But once again, he was supposed to play here in Indianapolis with the Spurs, and we were excited for Victor to come home. But as things would have it, Victor got a cold. Now, you know, I love the brother, but boy, you know, brother has an awful lot of injuries right now. And now he's been traded again. So I think he's in Miami. I'm not sure. I'm not even sure the deal is complete, but he's going to get traded again. The other thing is I got to say about sports is this. IU ever made a more brilliant move? Them hiring Mike Woodson had to be the most brilliant move they ever did. And guess what? Bobby Knight, the general, the coach who don't like nobody, said that was the best thing that IU could have ever done, and he totally supports Mike. And the reason why I got to talk about Mike is because Mike and his wife, especially his wife, Terry's a very close friend of me and my sister. So right on, Mike. I'm glad you came home. Now, the last part of the news I want to say is this, and we're going to get further into it today, is the violence, obviously, that's infecting our nation. You know, we can talk about the virus, COVID. We can talk about a lot of things, but the most infectious disease this country has, our pandemic, is violence, and there's no easy cure for it. I mean, just like most viruses, that the more that they are able to live, the more they are able to get stronger. And just like most viruses, it will figure out a way, if you're not on top of it, how to stay vibrant. And we do it, when you talk about violence, by stopping one side of town or dealing with one side of town just to allow them to move to the other side of town. So this is probably the most dangerous virus crime affecting our communities today. So I want to talk about that and see if we can come up with some ideas, some solutions in reference to that. Don't forget the phone number is 515-0-5-9-7-7-5. The call-in number is 515-605-9-7-7-5. Now, commercial time. You're tuning in to Yasser TV Live. You're also tuning in to YasserRadio.com. Let me tell you what the deal is about the station. The station is very cheap. It's $10.98. You get 30 days free trial, and here's what you get for what you're getting, what you're paying your $10.98 for. You're getting radio, four radio stations. You're getting one TV station. You're getting four independent. Am I saying it right? Am I messing up? I got it. Wait a minute. I should know this by heart, but wait a minute. I got to find my notes. Here's what you're getting. Now, here we are. Here's what you're getting. You're getting radio. You're getting one TV station. You're getting independent TV stations on the TV network. Now I'm being told things are changing. Wait a minute. Hey, I make mistakes every now and then. Okay, we got it. Bernstein had to correct me. Please excuse me. Let's start over again. YasserRadio.com and Yasser TV. And here's what you get. You get 30 days free trial on this network, and this is one heck of a network. I'll tell you about it later. But it's $10.98 per month. The first month is free. You get six TV stations. You get one radio station, five independent movie channels. You get a social media network, and you get on-demand TV. Now, you can talk about Netflix, Hulu. You can talk about ATA. You can talk about all these other things that are showing on TV today. But you can't even come close to a package like this. Let me repeat this again. Yasser Radio, Yasser TV, that's 30 days free. Then it's $10.89 a month. And here's what you get. You get six TV channels. Five, count them, 5 independent movie channels where we're showing independent movies that you may not or may eventually see in the studio, but you get it here first. You got on-demand TV, and you have a social media network for professionals. And let me tell you why I'm excited about it, whether I was on the air or not. This network is not a YouTube. It's not a Facebook. It is actually a Wi-Fi television network platform, just like you would see in NBC, ABC, Turner Broadcasting, Disney. It's the same thing that was created for you, and just so happens, and it was a coincidence, no, not really, but sort of, by three veterans who, it wasn't created, it was created by one veteran who added two other veterans. And this network is, trust me, tell your family and your friends about it. That's Yasser Radio, Yasser TV. That, like I said, is $10.98 a month. That's a pittance compared to, I mean, Bernstein. I'm telling you, my last cable bill was $160. I got rid of my cable, went to that Clearstream antenna, and now I got the network. You know, you can't beat it. $10.98, and the kind of broadcasting we're bringing to you is something for you and me. So while I'm at it, do not forget, call the phone number. If there's nothing else, call the phone number and get a hold of us so we can wire you up on what we're doing at YasserTV.com. The other thing is I want you to understand that connected to it, not connected, it's separate, but it's also a very important part of the business that we do is securing the safety of you, your business, and your family. And that's Digital Guard. Digital Guard, 888 640-5777. This is probably the most unique and personal security outlet you could ever have. Number one, you have this brother here is a genius when it comes to figuring out where a person could interfere or interrupt your life and your security, whether it's your home or business. He will take the time and tell you straight out if they're going to come at you, this is the direction they're going to come. He will position the security system tailor-made just for you. You cannot believe what this gentleman has done. Mr. Abernathy, who owns both Yasser Radio and Yasser TV, as well as Digital Guard, is there to assist you and is on top of every job. So check that out. That's Digital Guard. That's the security company. I don't care whether it's personal or home security. It's the best you can get. And we'll talk more about that later. As a matter of fact, I may try to get Mr. Abernathy on the phone and he can tell you more about it. Or maybe Bernstein can get him on the phone and kind of transmit. I'm not sure how we can do that. But he's very busy. I'm going to try to get him. But that's Digital Guard Security. That phone number is 1-888. Yeah, once again, 1-888-64. Help me. Wait a minute. Let me find it. I got a card somewhere there. Give me a second. That goes to show you sometimes you get it. It's 888-640-5777. That's Digital Guard. That's 888-640-5777. By the way, we're back to the show. The call-in number is 515-605-9775. Now, I gotta go back to this crime thing because really, I watching TV this morning and just trying to pick over the news while I was smoking in my nicotine-stained hands. And I've got to say this. I'm coming to you short distance. When I say short distance, it's short distance because I'm talking to you with 90% of my brain shackled behind my back, and we're only dealing with 10% of that. So we got to take a quick pause. Oh, question. Okay.
I got a question for you there. What things going on in the news lately? Have you noticed that since Biden's been president, there's been a lot of mass shootings again?
Yeah. And
three in the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, right. And to tell you the truth, I'm not sure I understand why that is, but here's what I can tell you. That it doesn't surprise me that we have the mass shootings that we have because right now our society is in such chaos. And there's such fear And the bad part about it is when you have chaos and fear, the worst thing that you can have is excuses for chaos and fear, because there is no excuse. Now, we can say it's Biden. We can say it's whoever. But that's just like saying we had more sexual abuse cases, which is true, during the Trump administration throughout the nation. Why? Because you had a president who had no problem with saying stuff like, well, let me hit that girl on her behind. And we know he got away with doing a whole lot of things in reference to abusing women. So when you ask me the question in reference to the culture of mass shootings beginning again and the whole thing with Biden, the truth of the matter is this. The culture warrants that, unfortunately. Now we are away from this craziness that has been disguised as America's greatness, which was nothing but racism, the Proud Boys and all that stuff. Now we go through a transition of a man who's trying to stabilize not only peace, but trying to stabilize just his country as a whole. So you got to have a couple of idiots out there who want to destabilize. And that's exactly what I think you're getting right now. Do I think it's a over drug thing or anything like that? No, I don't. I think it's purely nothing more than the attitude of the racism. And I'm telling you, it's about racism was added to this. So I don't think it was necessarily because of Biden. I think it was necessarily the country saw, or those who are willing to show us ill will, which is a bunch. Once that incident happened in state capital, they had to find something else to do. They couldn't go that route no more. So now the route is mass shootings. That's what I see it. Don't see any other questions of me in reference to that. That's a very difficult question to answer, Brother Bernstein, but I'm glad you asked it, because it has to come out. The truth of the matter is this. If anybody believes that what's happening in this country right now, especially political, especially from a crime area, if you really, really think that this is not a settled conspiracy upon the dignity of this country and the dignity of its people, you better wake up. You want to talk about conspiracies as far as the virus and conspiracies as far as, you know, the truth conspiracy is those people who have nothing else better than to do to cause conflict and chaos into a country as great as this. Come on. Yes, it's a conspiracy. You can't say the Proud Boys aren't a conspiracy. They want to talk about Antifa. I got to be on the real about that. Antifa, another conspiracy. Okay. What is not a conspiracy is Black Lives Matter movement. That's not a conspiracy. That's a reality. There's a difference here. When you talk about the philosophy of the Poor Boys, who have nothing better to do than be stuck on stupid, because that's what they are. Most of the people involved in the Ku Klux Klan and racial organizations like that, they're stuck on stupid. Most of them didn't even graduate from high school. Most of them got half their teeth knocked out their mouth. Okay, somebody got a question. Bernstein, what is it?
All right, I have another question then. Black Lives Matter, because I have an issue with Black Lives Matter. So my question to you, Stephen B., is this. Why does Black Lives Matter only show up if someone has been killed by the police, but they don't show up when we out here killing each other?
I can only laugh about that because it's laughable. It really is laughable. First of all, all lives matter. Really, without a shadow of a doubt. Now, there's a larger concentration on the community of color, especially now, and now it's in which, what's the old connotation? Now there's new niggas. Now they Asians, okay? Now they messing with the Asians. They got to always find out somebody of color to mess with. So this whole Black Lives Matter movement issue is, once again, Malcolm said it very plainly. We 10-day people. We get upset about something for 10 days, and 11 days you can't find us. The reason why Black Lives Matter really exploded, and nobody wants to admit it, but I will. Look at all the protests of Black Lives Matter. Who do you see at the forefront? White, young, radical people, mostly white, young, radical females. Okay? Now, why is that significant? Let me take you back to Alex Haley's book. Let me take you back to the movie of Malcolm X. Malcolm was walking up to Harvard, the school that I'm paid $80,000 to for my son. And as he walked up to Howard, a young white lady walked up to him and said, "Brother Malcolm, I agree with everything you say. I know that we've done some bad, bad things. What is it I can do to help your movement?" And Malcolm very calmly said nothing and kept walking. Now, why is that significant? Because, unfortunately, that's the way it is. There's nothing, nothing that white America can do to help us because we haven't learned how to help ourselves and respect ourselves first. So that's why this Black Lives Matter thing is really kind of a bit irritating to me, because it's not necessarily about Black Lives Matter. Being a clergy, all lives matter from the get-go. The problem is the very thing you're talking about is once again being led by our Caucasian brothers and sisters, and we sitting back saying, let them go forward first. That is stupid. It makes no sense. So, I got a problem with the whole Black Lives Matter movement, because I really think, tell you the truth, it's more hype than anything. Not saying that the concept is hype, by no means. But as far as this whole movement, a lot of hype, very little substance. So that's my belief. So if you don't like what I said, call in and talk about it. The phone number is 515-605-9775. And remember, when you call, don't be scared. And when you start your conversation, say, I ain't scared, because if not, I'm going to send you to Bernstein, because Bernstein will take the time to listen to all that bull crap. Other than that, me, I ain't listening. So, once again, a good question. I hate to, one of the things that really bothered me a lot about this Black Lives Movement thing is how the conservative movement, white America, wanted to tie Black Lives to Antifa. Now, you know what? Every time a black person, a person of color, stands up for what is right, not only for this country, but for themselves, the first thing that comes out of these conservatives' mouth, I'm gonna call it what it is, uh-oh, they're a radical. Uh-oh, they must be tied to the Black Panthers, and they must be tied to Antifa. They must be tied. Truth of the matter is, the philosophy and the thinking of Black Lives Matter, if you stay to what I see as a true philosophy, has nothing to do with it. But I tell you what, for us to ignore Antifa, for us to ignore the Black Party movement, for us to ignore anything that is trying to, even though sometimes it's ill-advised, is trying to uplift the black culture and the black man and saluting the black women, for us to ignore them, we should be ashamed of ourselves being black people. I mean, everybody has something to bring to the table. You know, one of the things, Bernstein, that kills me is this. They said, well, how are we going to stop violence? Let's sit and have these meetings and these seminars. But they don't invite the gangs. They don't invite the people that are creating the violence. Now, will they come? You darn right they'll come, because they are that arrogant. I tell you what. You get a bunch of members together from the clergy and politicians. Don't play no games. Don't invite the press. Go to Holy Angels. Ask to use their facility. Some facility where you isolate the press. I guarantee you that those people who call themselves leader in their movement, which is the crime movement, will come because they got something to say. Just like we got something to say. So until we have that dialogue, then we're not going to solve a crime problem. I mean, come on now. You got to bring the problem within your midst in order to figure out how you can solve it. Can the black community work out their problems in reference to violence? Yes, they can, as long as we understand two realistic things. Number one, excuse me, since you have a church and a liquor store on every corner of this city, then you got to start from that premise. Because number one, usually it's a triangle. You got a church, you got a school, and you got a liquor store. Let me say that again. A church, a school, and a liquor store on every corner in Indianapolis, in the black community, in the community of color. Well, there you go, Steve. Now, I'm telling the truth. You check it out for yourself. So now you know you have those three elements within your midst. Now, the church can condemn, the liquor store, and the liquor store can condemn the church, and the schools can condemn the behavior of both. And yeah, we can get into that name calling and that pointing finger thing, but that doesn't solve the problem until we all sit down and figure out a way. Now, you have to understand, when you go into a situation like that, if you think that such a meeting is going to tell drug dealers and the prostitutes and all those people to stop what they're doing, that ain't going to happen. The church ain't going to stop what it's doing. Ain't going to happen. But at least you can come to a workable understanding as the way our society is made, that is not going to happen at certain spots. For instance, schools, off limits. Absolutely. Daycares, off limits. Okay? Senior citizen home, off limits. As a matter of fact, since you gangsters want to be so tough out there, hear what you need to be doing. I ain't got a problem with you being tough. I'm be honest with you. I have accepted the fact that you're going to still operate. I've accepted that. It's a matter of the degree and where you operate and how. I mean, come on, let's accept reality. Until you kick down the doors of that White House and that governor's mansion, you're going to still have drugs and corruption in any political system. That's a fact. Okay, we can't argue that. So the best thing for us to do is see how we can minimize the damage and maximize the success for everybody. So in saying that, I don't, you know, the name of the game is due. These limits are off. This is off limits. Schools, churches, senior citizens, things. And if you guys out there really want to do something and get my blessing, and when I say my blessing, remember, I'm going to say it again. I'm talking to you with 90% of my brain handcuffed behind my back. We're only talking about 10% of what I'm talking about. So here's the deal. Why don't you spend some time protecting that senior citizen community? Why don't you spend some time walking these ladies to the store through the drug-infested neighborhoods in which you are profiting from? That I can accept. Don't like it, but I'll accept it, because at least you're doing something and getting something out of it and giving something back. Now, I know it's controversy I say that, but what's better, to sit here and allow that behavior to continue and not address it so that we can equally solve it, or sit there and do nothing? I would think this is a better solution. The other thing is, if you're going to do what you're doing, okay. I mean, apparently I don't do a very good job of stopping it. Apparently law enforcement can't stop you from doing it. So I tell you what you do. Let's compromise. Give me 20% of the money that you're making out there that I can utilize to better the neighborhood in which you're doing business in, as long as you stay away from these areas that we can agree upon. Works for me. Put some money into the community. You making it? So you might as well put some into it. You know, I mean, fair exchange, no robbery. So give us a little money back. Stay out of that area that we talked about, and we can get along. At least there's a starting point. You agree, Bernstein?
Yes, I do. All the other cultures do it.
Yeah, exactly.
The Italians do it.
Exactly.
The Jews do it. The
exactly.
Hispanics do it. Yeah.
Listen, let me tell you something. And I'm saying this, no offense to any Catholic, since I happen to be one. Let me tell you something. For years and years and years and years, we started paying restitution from some of that behavior, that there was a respectable understanding between the mafia and the Catholic Church. Now, I'm serious. I mean, if you don't think that if the mafia has messed with everybody, they didn't touch the Pope, okay? I mean, they had a working relationship for years, whether we accept it or not, I'm about to reel. They still probably do. I can't say that for sure because, I mean, I'm not into the Vatican, and really this Pope and JP2, I haven't seen anything that reflects such a culture. But we know that in the history, they have done that. In the history, we've been involved in slavery. Why do you think they're about to pay a bunch of money to black movement because of the Catholic Church behavior being involved in the slave trade? That's a fact. Okay? So let's not play games here. God's not on trial. Religion is. Okay? God can't be on trial because he's a supreme judge. But the truth of the matter is, our belief system, Bernstein, not only politically and religiously, but our belief system needs just an attitude adjustment. or we're not going to survive what we're going through right now, especially when we talk about crime and violence. Okay? Now, so that's my solution. We have to sit down and bring everybody to the table, and we don't need the media around. We don't need, you know, these, well, I want to see what they're going to do type people around. What we need to do is close ourselves together for an hour or two. I can't stand in long an hour because somebody will probably piss me off or I'll piss somebody off, but we can do it for an hour or two and come up with some workable understanding, some workable solutions, and stop playing games with our lives and our children's lives, because that's what we're doing by doing nothing. It's that simple. Okay. We want to talk about that some more, Bernstein, because I think really, man, that part of the problem is that the people in the media, I mean, it's not like our station. It's not like Yasser, okay? I mean, because we don't mind being wrong. We don't, really. We don't mind being wrong. But the bottom line is we don't tell the truth. That's a fact. Now, some people say that may be our truth. Okay, I accept that. What better truth is it than our truth? Like, what better truth is it your truth? Let's not play games and try to one-up each other. That's our problem. We do not understand that the name of the game in our community is not to be a king, not to be king of the hill, is to be masters of our mountain, meaning controlling our particular society. I don't care about, and I shouldn't say it this way, but work with me. I don't care about what they're doing in the Jewish community. I don't care what they're doing in the Asian community. I don't care what they're doing in any community. What I do care is what you're doing in God's community, which is everybody. I specifically have an interest in the community of color because I happen to be such. Let's be real here. Now, with that being said, obviously I'm going to think more about myself than about somebody else first. But that doesn't mean that I'm not going to be inclusive in my understanding of what you're going through. What I'm not going to do is allow you to continue to disrespect me, my family, my women, my culture. I'm not going to continue to do that, okay? Am I advocating locking me up because I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing? Well, if you want to lock me up, then you're locking yourself up because you're only locking up your mind. You're not locking up mine. I'm going to always be free in my mind. I have a successful destiny. I am doing what I enjoy most, and that's being me. I happen to like me. I really do. You think I'm kidding? I get up in the morning and look in the mirror, especially after I have my cigarettes and drank my coffee and thought about who I'm going to call. I look at myself, and here's what I say. Damn, you're awful beautiful, super intelligent, and you are super successful, and no matter what anybody thinks about you, you're going to still be you. I like it. You should like it, too, because if you can't bless yourself, you can't bless nobody else. Okay? So the bottom line is this. We have to have the ability to sit down and talk. Don't mean we have to agree to everything. But what we need to agree upon is some perimeters in order to protect our neighborhood, especially our women and children. And those of us who wear collars, I got a big problem. I'm serious. Because we, unfortunately, and I can't say that from a general aspect, there's nothing monolithic about our society, especially our clergy and our belief. But I must say this, to be honest. You know, if we profess to walking from a Christian standpoint of view in the shoes of Christ, and if we profess, even in Islam, of walking in the shoes of Muhammad, then the truth of the matter is we're not doing a very good job. For real, we're not. Now, I don't want anybody from any other religion, the Hindus, the Muslims, the Christians, to come down on what I'm about to say, but I'm going to be real. The rule is this. To thy own self, be true. If you're going to be a Muslim, then be the best Muslim you could be. Okay, that doesn't mean that you're going to do everything right. It doesn't mean that every now and then you're not going to fall on the wayside, just like Christians or any other religion. But be the best Muslim you can be. At least attempt to be such. Don't call yourself a Muslim, and then the next thing I know, you're riding around in a white Cadillac eating pork with a white woman. I'm being real. Now, I'm not saying the white woman's bad. I'm not. But I'm saying don't profess to being that type of person, and then as soon as you walk around the corner, after you give me, you know, as-salamu alaykum, or peace be to God, as Christians will say to you, walk around the corner and jump in your caddy, you know, it doesn't make sense. You got to be about being, you got to walk your talk. That's what you got to do. It doesn't make a difference of what religion. So I've got a problem with religious leaders not walking that talk because, I mean, it sounds all well and fine to stand in the pulpit and to walk the streets and, you know, brother this and brother that and praise be to God. It's all well and fine. But are you being real? Is it about praising God or praising yourself? Is it about doing the right thing or doing what people think, people think is the right thing? You know, I mean, come on. We got to be real. And clergy, you have a bigger responsibility, just like teachers. That's what clergy are supposed to be, of being about teaching of the word. Not developing the word, but teaching of the word. Okay, that's what we need to be about the business of doing. So, clergy, I'm not saying that you all have to walk in the street. I'm not saying that you all have to feed anybody. I'm not even saying that you all have to preach everything in the book. But what you must do is, if you're going to be a clergy, act like one. You know, I mean, really, I'm not going to talk about sexual scandals and stealing money and all that. Hello, you already know what you do. Just kind of take the time and do the right thing. The right thing is, if you're going to be a leader of a flock, lead. If you're going to be a leader of a flock, protect your flock. Why do you think the shepherds were out there? They weren't out there to eat the sheep, Bernstein. They weren't out there to create golf, which golf came from shepherds, believe it or not. We'll talk about that when you got bored and were knocking rocks. But the truth of the matter is that they're to lead, that they're to protect. That's what we need to be about the business of doing in the clergy. I mean, and trust me, whether you're wearing a $1,500 suit driving Mercedes-Benz or whether you're driving a raggedy car like me and Bernstein drive every now and then, ain't no shame. Be what you say you're going to be. That is that simple. So now that we've dealt with the clergy, now let's deal with the politicians. Oh, Lord. I really don't know what to say about politicians today. You know what they say? There's and I'm not. I'm saying this metaphorically. They say
they're all for sale.
Well, that's so true. That's so true. But you know what? You know what? The worst thing that's lower than whale crap, and it's at the bottom of the ocean, is politicians and lawyers. I'm serious. I mean, no disrespect to the field. They ain't disrespecting either because they're making hundreds of thousands a year. But it's interesting to me. There's one thing I can never do. I have never swayed to public opinion. That's probably why I stay in trouble. I mean, I sway to my opinion and the God within me. I'm not used to, you know, saying, well, because the majority vote this way, I'm going to vote. Of course, then, too, I'm not making $169,000 a year working 3 days out of the week, getting my postage paid for, flying for free and living for free, and sitting there obstructing the people's lives that I said I'm here to represent. I don't get a chance to do that. Because that's exactly what time it is. So please call in. Let's talk about that. The phone number is 515-605-9775. Welcome to the show, Controversy. And about time to take us a break. We'll see you on the other side.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we and pick it fast. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Simply called our hair is long. Oh, you know we've got to find a way. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Pick it back and pick it back. Don't punish me for brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Ooh. Right on. Right on.
There's always a chance to grow from the struggle, from the pain, from the realness. Here's my story, Lord.
Hey world, yeah, I know it's been a while. Thought I'd come around and let you know what's up now. No album lately, so my mind is kinda up down. I still been taking care of my mama and them somehow. Disappeared from the scene and left my old team. Had to find a new approach to an old dream. And it's not to take a shot at my old team. I just want you to see, this is me. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do.
I'm just doing everything that I can, 'cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am, and please accept me for what I do, 'cause there's no me without you, and all I wanna be is true. Alright, and all I wanna be is true. Apologies if I ever let you down. So much didn't happen that it's hard to talk about. So many losses that my lawyer said don't talk about it. Just had to pray and keep it cool till I can walk about it. Came home, held my sister as a child. Kinda hurt me 'cause I could've had my own now. I lost my baby, damn, it's really getting home now. I just had to learn. It's just me. So please accept me for who I am, and please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can, 'cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am, and please accept me for what I do. To the sky, Lord, why do I cry when no one is looking? Is the blame for this pain even caused by the shame of this fame I've been given? My pride don't cause me to hide my true feelings, 'cause I can only be real. Hey, 'cause I can only be true. So please accept me for who I am, and please accept me for what I do, 'cause there's no me without you, and all I want.
Hey, welcome back to Controversy on a Friday. Let me turn you on to something. Listen, you during in between the shows, you're going to see a what I call an open feed, because one of the things that we're doing is we want people to see how we develop what we're developing. So the cameras will be left on even after I walk away from the mic sometimes, and you'll hear some conversations between me and Bernstein and some other people here. Here's what I want you to do. One of the things we're about is education as well. So our theory is we're going to teach you how to do what we're doing, but with the understanding while we're educating you that you're going to pick up the telephone and call us and say, hey, you know, we like what you're doing. We want to participate and do the same thing. So call in and talk to us, because we'd love to have you a part of our family. And that's what it's become, a family. I mean, you know, one of the things I'm going to bring to your attention, and this, it happens so rarely in our community, but it's happened here. You know, I am a little older than most of the people in the company, I think. Is that true, Bernstein? Am I probably the oldest right now, huh?
That's why you Moses of Yazoo.
Moses of Yazoo. Here we go with the Moses. That's so great. I appreciate that accolade. I really do. But we want you to get involved. I mean, YazooRadio.com, Yazoo TV. And let me tell you a little bit about us. You know, there's a lot of things that happen in life that we don't pay a close attention to. Some things, because of our own inconsistencies, our vanities, we don't see brilliancy in front of us, because that's the kind of people we are. But I got to say this about the owner of the network and the person who created this network, and tell you something about it. I mean, we're talking about a young brother here that I don't know what to say about him, Bernstein. He's just unbelievably rare. I mean, we're talking about a brother that's very humble, but at the same time, very, very strong in his beliefs and very strong in his mission. And it is a mission with him. I mean, it's not, I mean, this brother gets up in the morning and thinks about how he can make this platform better. and he does a good job doing it. That's Yaza Radio and Yaza TV. Check this out. If you join us, the first 30 days is free. Let me explain it to you. You got 30 days where you can view everything that we have to offer, and which should give you a suggestion on what we want from you. Besides just viewing it, we want you to participate, be a part of it. And there's something for everybody. It's Yaza Radio, Yaza TV. It's $10 a month. And here's what you get. First 30 days is free. That's number one. You get 6 TV channels, 5 movie channels that are independent movies. I mean, you're going to see some things that you will never see in a movie show. You will never see on Netflix. You will never see on any of these medias, because these are independent films that are being shared with us. So therefore, we're going to share with you. We have one radio station. We have on-demand TV, and we have a social media platform for professionals. That's everything from, you know, you name it, whatever it is, that's that platform for you. That's Yaza Radio and Yaza TV, something that's typically not revolutionary, but it's revolutionary for you and I, because this is not YouTube, it's not Facebook. This is a real TV network, just like Ted Turner, just like anything else. And one of the things that interests me is I was here in Indianapolis, Indiana, when a priest, a very humble man, created not a school. He created a university, Martin University, which is a liberal arts college that specializes in helping people like you and I. So when I sat there in my lifetime, watched a whole university come from a single house to a full campus by one man, then I can tell you that what we're doing because of this one man is something exciting and revolutionary. So come and check us out. We want you to get involved. The call-in number, if you want to call in live, is 515-605-9775. And this is Stephen B., the host of Controversy, Bold, Black, and Brilliant. I'm talking to you. Talking to you with 90% of my brain and, heck, 90% of my brain behind my back and handcuffs. We're only dealing with 10% here, so let's talk. Now, while we're at it, will somebody call in and tell me if this is true or not? Because everything was April Fool's yesterday, and I just saw something on my phone that said LeBron James was hurting and out for the rest of the season. So somebody call and tell me if that's a April Fool's joke, because I hope it is, because, I mean, people can criticize King James they want to. Me, I've never been a fan of him, to be honest with you, but I cannot ignore his ability, nor can I ignore his commitment to the community of color. So I hope and pray that LeBron is not hurt like that. So somebody give me a call. That's 515-605-9775. And let me know if it's true or not. I'm really praying and hoping that it's not. I can't imagine next year's season without LeBron. What about you, Bernstein? Whether you like him or not? It's true? No. He's out for the whole season? Get out of here. Bernstein's kind of confirming it to me to make sure that what I'm saying is true. But according to thus far, we're seeing that it's true. Oh, no. I mean, basketball just got back to doing what they do, and now the person who got us there is gone. Now, I don't hear anybody talk, well, he's the only one that makes up the NBA. Come on, that's just like saying that Larry Bird and Magic didn't bring it back. Okay. Uh-oh, here's what it says here. LeBron James suffered a high ankle sprain on March the 20th when he tried to corral a loose ball, which he led to the Hawks forward Salmon Hill. But I ain't going to agree with all this stuff. But basically what it's saying is he's going to be lost for this season. Wait a minute, though. A high ankle sprain? Give me the wah, wah, wah. Because come on now. Thank you. Truth of the matter is, if it's a high ankle sprain, you know, just, I mean, I might be wrong, but I don't see that sidelining LeBron's for the whole season. And whether the Lakers are, you know, playing dodgeball with our brains right now, what? Trust me. King James, if that's all it is, we'll be back before the end of this season. You
that's
can believe
a ploy
that.
For them to get Steph Curry from Golden State.
Get out of here.
They saying that LeBron is trying to recruit Steph to come down to the Lakers.
You believe that? But let me tell you something. Even if it's true, it ain't going to happen. Are you kidding me? Why would Steph Curry leave where he's at to come and play for L.A.? That would be, number one, Steph Curry is so competitive that there would be no competition. Steph Curry with the Lakers, then you might as well give him the trophy now, you know, since they're having a season. So, no, I don't see that happening. Question two, I didn't understand Oakland Depot either, so what do I know? But come on now.
Oakland Depot ain't no Steph Curry, though. He's good, but he ain't no Steph Curry.
Okay. See, you can always tell when a person's not an IU fan. Now, but you're right. You're 1% right. I'm not going to argue that. You're 1% right. But, you know, come on now. I don't see that happening. But, okay, if it happens, it happens. I mean, but I thought that was strange about LeBron being out for the season, especially no matter what anybody says. If it wasn't for LeBron James, first of all, last year would not have happened. If it wasn't for LeBron James, then his focus on the Black Lives Matter movement, or that the black people themselves matter. If it wasn't for LeBron James, we would have still been walking around not understanding that most sports, I don't want to say this, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings by making a statement, but most sports are built on a plantation mentality. They really are, okay?
And a slave trade.
And you're right. You're trading bodies. I mean, that's exactly what it is. And you know what? I'm going to tell you something. And I know what people are going to argue, but I want to hear somebody call in and say something about this. Now, check this out. These players are making somewhere uppers to $50 million a season. $50 million. And they're playing a sport that they love. The President of the United States' salary is only $500,000 a year. And his responsibility ain't just one game. His responsibility is 24/7. And the vice president's salary is what? I don't know what, maybe $375,000? But this is 24/7. I tell you what, I don't know about vice presidents, but you tell me one president, with the exception of Ronald Reagan, who I am sure, I don't care what they said, use paint, lacquer, whatever it is, keep his hair dark, but what man walks into the White House and spends 4 years and don't come out gray hair? Look at Barack. You know, and the funny part about it is, nobody handled it smoother than Barack. Barack stayed cool, okay? But even staying cool, the pressure of that job is so enormous, yeah, it's going to turn you gray hair.
Yeah, I think they said the average president ages like 2 to 3 years every year he's in office.
Oh, man. I wish you wouldn't have told me that. So that means that now we have an explanation. You just gave Donald Trump an explanation for his behavior. Because at his age, if 3 years before, see, 3 years, that would be 12 years, right, for the total term. So let's say 3, 6, 9. So 3 years, he added 9 years to his birth. And how old was he when he?
I believe 71.
71. So now, technically, by the time he decided to be stupid, which he was stupid, and decided to run for office and decided to attack the Capitol, so based on the mental age of him, he was 77 years old. So now he just gave him an excuse for bad behavior. That's crap. That ain't the reason. The man was just pure. I don't care. I don't mind saying that. I don't like getting political and calling out names or anything. The man was just pure evil, period. Now, in saying that he was pure evil, if you ask me, was that a bad or good thing? Well, I can only say this. It was good for him anyway. It was good for his movement, as unintelligent as they are. But the truth of the matter is, we're dealing with a 78-year-old man under a 7-day-a-week job, 24/7. Heck yeah, he's stuck on crazy. I'm crazy, and I don't even have a job like that. We're just giving him excuses. The truth of the matter is, you know, the president will aid you. The presidency will aid you. But you know what, though? I'm interested to see how Ms. Harris, the vice president, figures out. And I'll tell you why. Because no president, no vice president, with the exception, and this is strange, but it's true. Mike Pence, vice president, Harris, vice president, no matter what you think of these two individuals from a political standpoint, both of them took their jobs or taking their jobs very seriously. And they have more weight on them than any other vice president, because usually the job of President Bernstein is you get a really cool house. In fact, the vice president's house is better than the president's house. You sit on a private island. There's a sprawling estate. And, you know, you got to pass one bridge to get to you. I mean, it's totally isolated in the middle of Potomac in Washington, D.C. You can't get a better crib than that. And she, too, has a real cool plane, real nice limo, 24/7 security. Now, here's the issue, though. And really, the basic job of the vice president is always done 10 funerals and kiss the president's behind. That's been the typical job of the vice president. Go to ceremonies, that kind of stuff. Pence took on the responsibility of the virus. And I'm be honest with you. I know the man. I know his character. I'm not going to get caught up in what he believes politically, because in talking to the vice president as many times as I have, and I have a couple of times, when I'm not kidding you, I have a lot of respect for Mike Pence. A lot of respect. I don't agree with everything he does politically. In fact, I'm probably 80% against most of what he believes. However, Mike Pence is the kind of person that talks he walks what he talks. If you think I'm kidding, look at him doing the right thing, talking the right thing, almost got his life taken because of these idiots over here called the Proud Boys or whoever else they created that fiasco in the capital of the United States. So Mike Pence, just like Harris, both of them are very focused on their job. And you know what? Both of them, as far as vice presidents go, so far have done a good job. And it's interesting that the vice president coming out under Trump had the responsibility that now is going to Vice President Harris. Not only do I think it was a good transition, I also think that Harris will be one of the first to tell you, because she knows Mike Pence as well. They served together. And she has mentioned having a lot of respect for Mike. And let me stop disrespecting Mike the way the vice president, former vice president. But, you know, they're taking on new roles that should age them as well. And that's the unfortunate part about it. I think that the vice president is going to do well. I think that it's interesting that the Republican Party is doing wonders criticizing everybody from Barack Obama down to Michelle. But isn't it interesting? They haven't did anything or come full out against the Vice President Harris. Why? Because, number one, how are they going to attack the woman who is multicultural, multiracial, one hell of a prosecutor, because you're always talking about somebody being tough on crime, and she was tough on crime in California. You just ask some of them folk behind bars. We're talking about a woman that is absolutely beautiful. She happens to come from a university like Howard. So what is there to criticize conservative America? What is there to criticize those Proud Boys? They can't, because they can't open their mouth, and they haven't. It's because they can't. So I'm saying that to say one thing. Hey, Vice President Harris, we salute you. We really encourage you. We're going to do everything, or I am, to support everything that you're doing. Just don't age like the rest of the vice presidents and the presidents. Stay as beautiful as you are. I mean, because your husband's a lucky man. I'm telling you, dude, you're lucky. That's a fine girl, okay? I'm sorry for being disrespectful, but it's true. So, you know, I just, you know, this whole thing with the presidency and stuff and the age thing is becoming a bigger factor to me now, Bernstein. I don't know about you. Because, you know, one of the things, I'm going to say it, but it's true. Joe Biden, the president, President Biden said that he's running for the presidency again 4 years from now. Now, the problem with that is 4 years from now, Biden's going to be, what, 83 maybe? Well, you know, that's okay. The good thing about it is if he's committed to doing that, we get eight years of Vice President Harris, and check this out. If something happens to the president, hello, who's president? Vice President Harris. So I got to say one thing. If anybody's in the position to control or give leadership in this country for the next 8 years, Biden and them got a plan. Okay, they got a plan. So, I think we'll be all right. I just don't get the point of them, you know, wanting to be president of the United States at 83 years old. I mean, I'm what, 65, almost 66? And it's hard for me to get up in the morning, even think, nevertheless. I can't imagine having that job at 83 years old. Could you? Huh?
Hell no.
Hell to the no. By the way, let me give tribute what tribute is due. Now, Bishop Bowinkle, and I know I'm breaking and kind of breaking off this, but it's a controversial thing. Bishop Bowinkle, who made the song Hell to the No No, was actually a real life clergy. I don't know if you knew that or not. It wasn't just a rip or anything like that. He was a clergy. Now, Bernstein, $5 for you. So far we've raised $25 for the network because our telephone went off. That's my joke. But anyway.
$18
fine. Oh, he's charging $18. Okay. That's what engineers get to do. But back to what I'm saying. I forgot what I'm saying. And that happens. Now, you talking about being president at 83, I'm 66, and I forgot what I'm saying just in that moment. So what do you think about 83-year-old president? And call. Let's talk about that. Call in. Phone number is 515-605-9775. That's 505-605-6775. And just kind of check that out. Oh, you know what? I got it. Oh, okay. I got it. Now, as we're talking, let me share something with you because I haven't gotten time to get into my motivational thing. If you go to my Facebook page, please do every day. It's Steve Barnett on the Facebook. Those, I don't know if you can see my face or whatever, but go to the Facebook because every morning I try to say something inspirational and something that will inspire and encourage you to stress the limits of your mind to be the success that you dream about being. So let's get into that segment. Let me share this with you. If you continue to tell yourself of what you can't do, let me share with you the ramifications of that, especially if you're a parent. If you say to yourself, I can't do this, then what are you passing on to your children, the can't do attitude? You must develop the understanding that you were created to do anything within this world you want to do. That's why the master created this world and said all that's in it belongs to you. He didn't say heaven, wherever heaven may be. I mean, I'm not getting into this up or down theory. Heaven is right here on earth as well as hell. But the master even told you that because he said everything here is for you. Okay? So if everything is here for me, I believe in the psychological theory of the Eddie Murphy movie, and I can't think of the name of it. It's where, you know, he's a broken down whatever, and he becomes rich and becomes a millionaire and stock trading all this stuff. Because I'm going to tell you something. One of the things that movie should have taught you is this. Regardless of your walk of life, you can be what you want to be. If you want to be a engineer like Bernstein, if that's what you aspire to be, then it's very simple. You go to school, you study the product, you take that study and mix it with your dreams, stir it up a little bit, and then you too can be an engineer just like Bernstein. It's that simple. We restrict ourselves from being successful by saying to ourselves, we can't do it. I have never said I can't do anything. Now, I will tell you this. I would never, under any circumstances, even when I was in the military, jump out of an airplane, parachute or not, because I'm the kind of person that critically thinks this way. Why do I have the need to jump out of a perfectly flying airplane at 35,000 feet? I mean, I ain't got a need for that. But I tell you what, if I decided to have a need for it, I would be the best parachuter out because that's what I strive for. You must strive for the power within. It's there. It really is. I know people, it's hard to believe, but it's there. You have the power to do anything you want to in life. I'm not kidding you. You do. I mean, I'm in a wheelchair and I can't play basketball. Crap. I tell you what, go and watch some wheelchair basketball. Some of these guys are so determined, I'm telling you, they're as good, only in a wheelchair, as some of these guys in the NBA. because that's what they wanted to do. You are wasting your time, which is really wasting my time, because I'm sharing this earth and I'm sharing these things with you. Why? Because if you don't want the goodness and the power that the master has given you to be whatever you want to be, the best at it on top of that, then give it to me. I'm selfish. I'm greedy. If it comes to that, please give me the power that God has given you. It just makes me stronger. So understand this. You are going to be what you want to be if you dream it. If you conceive it, you will achieve it. Any other things, any other measures mean nothing. You must concentrate on your destiny for success. And trust me, if you do that, not only will you become successful in your magical mystery tour called life, will enhance you, but it's going to enhance others because it's contagious. Success is contagious, just like failure. They're contagious. I guarantee, trust me, if you hang around with a bunch of people that are talking about dreams and what they want to do and how they want to live, but they're not taking any effort towards such, not believing that they can, the first effort is believing that what you're talking about can be true. You're wasting your time. Thank you. The name of the game is to be successful in life, and it starts with you. You got to love you to love somebody else. Don't let anybody tell you something different. You got to be about the business of success in your mind. It's not about anybody else. It's about you. This is your magical mystery tour, not mine, yours. If you want to sit there, and this is a classic example. I'm the kind of person that, clergy or not, if I see a woman that I want to pursue in life, and I'm talking about, and I was married to a wonderful one for 30-some years. If I see a woman, which is essential, gentlemen, don't think what I'm telling you is not true. Do not think this crazy thought, I can do bad myself. I can be without a woman. Wrong. That's not true. In fact, it's an essential part of your success. Remember, she's the only one that can give life. So if you want to have a dream that's going to work, you got to have some life into it. So don't think they're not important, because they are. They're essential. Once again, it's understanding those things that you have at your disposal that's going to make you successful. It's going to take you to greatness. You got to recognize that. Now, those are the people I tend to hang around with. Now, yeah, unfortunately, because of the life that I live and so do people that similar Bernstein lives, you constantly are around negative people. You are. But here's what you must do when you're around negative people. If they're going to continue to be negative, then you make sure you benefit from their negativity. I got news for you. Here's what I do. You want to be negative? Such a deal I have for you. I got a program that's going to make you the most successful person you ever met. It's called Yasser Radio, Yasser TV. I want to tell you about that right now, because that's what's happening. Right now, Yasser Radio, Yasser TV is giving you something that nobody else has. In fact, to our knowledge, this is the first network, I'm going to underline that word, network like Ted Turner, like NBC, ABC. That platform is built that way. And what you're getting is not only the truth that affects you and me, but it's real. I mean, we're not restricted about not using the word shit. I mean, you know, we're not restricted from, like, getting a little, you know, a little beside the norm. We enjoy it. It's a part of life. So that's what we're bringing to you. That's Yasser Radio, Yasser TV. And here's the deal. You get 30 days of this for free. Then after that, it's a mere $10.98 a month. And here's what you get. You get 6 TV channels, 1 radio station, 5. Are you kidding me? 5 real movie channels showing independent movies. This is something for you and me. And if you got an idea for a movie, send me in. Also, you got on demand, and you got a social media network connecting you with professionals throughout the world talking about what we're doing and what you're doing. Once again, it's Yasser Radio, Yasser TV, $10.89 a month. That's all it is. You're not paying $60 or $90. You're paying $10.98. So you got to come and check us out at 6 TV stations, 6, 1 radio station, 5 movie channels showing independent movies, on-demand TV, and a social media network. Listen, you don't have to leave your house. this, check this out. Let me tell you some of the things that are coming. You know how you like to go out and dance and shake your behind at the nightclubs? We're going to bring the nightclub to you. Not only is it healthier, but you're going to have more fun because you can sit there and dance and clown and be right there at any of the nightclubs. We're doing that. Bernstein, is that too cool? I mean, check this out. You can sit at home all day.
It's pretty cool.
All day. You can sit at home and watch news, watch a couple of movies, get ready. If you want to dress up, I do it. Dress up and stuff. Hit one of the feeds, go to our radio station, and you're going to get radio and TV live like you're there. Okay, come on. That's the kind of things we're doing. We're also talking about doing some alternative sports. We're also, I don't know if I can say this. Yeah, I'm going to say I'll probably get in trouble. I don't care. You know what? They got the WBA and the FBC and all those wrestling things on. Check this out. Very shortly, you're going to see professional wrestling right here on our station that we're creating. Thank God. Hello. We even are working with a young man who happens to be my son, a young man who works at a UFC studio or UFC gym. Yeah, we might be able to sneak that in there. We have the ability to do what we want to do, and that's the key to success, being and doing and owning your own. Once again, back to my original conversation, that's radio. That's YazzaRadio.com, Yazza TV. And let me tell you some of the stuff you're getting on. You will not, I don't even know how to say it, Bernstein, but the Pepe and Snap Show, check it out. You got to check it out. Pepe and Snap Show, 8 p.m. is a podcast, 8 p.m. on Wednesdays. Monday, Pepe and Snap, you got to check that out. You really do. Because, you know, once again, we're talking about real conversation, about real things. And these two brothers here who, once again, they're different, but they're yet the same. So you check that out every Monday night, 8 p.m. Pepe and Snap, the show is off the chain. But I'm going to tell you, the signature show for our station today is the Culture Kings. The three brothers that are dynamically different, yet they agree to the fact that everybody has an opinion and they all should be listened to. They talk about subjects ranging from everything from finances to romances. That's what time it is. They cover everything. And these are three young, very intelligent brothers, all once again, different backgrounds, but with the same goal. And that's conversation. That's opinion. And that's what they want you to do is to listen and call in. That's the Culture Kings show. And that's on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. You know, you know, back in the old days, Bernstein, here was our lineup. We had Disney, Wonderful World Disney at 7. Then at 8 o'clock, we had Bonanza. And at 9 o'clock, we had the Ed Sullivan show. So much for that. Okay, so we're going to create our similar lineup today. I'm going to talk to you, Bernstein, the boss, about that. Because, you know, you had, like I said, the kids for the kids. I watched it. You know, you had great movies. Maybe we can throw some in there like that. One of the independent films, I don't know. And then, you know, rather than have Bonanza, we give you Culture Kings. You know, Bonanza had, you know, Joe and Little Joe and Hoss. And what was the other guy name? Little Joe Hoss and Adam.
I've never seen Bonanza.
Adam. Oh, no. No. Wait a minute. You have never seen. Are you serious? What planet you came from? You know what? Now, that's like a black man saying, I never saw Sanford and Sons. Bernstein, come on now. You had to see Bonanza. Well, anyway, they had three sons. They had Little Joe, always got his butt kicked. And then they had Hoss. Hoss was a big dude, you know. He's the muscle. And then you had Adam, who was the intellect. Like the Culture Kings. Only thing is, y'all ain't got a horse because none of you. Oh, well, I don't know. The professor's a horse. Yeah, he's a horse. But it's the same formula, only it ain't Hollywood. You guys are talking real stuff. So you check them out. It's 8 p.m. on Sunday. Culture King on Yaza Radio, Yaza TV. You can only get it here. And it's going to be something for your brain. You talking about food for your brain? That's food for your brain. Check them out, 8 p.m. And don't forget, Pepe and Snap, Monday at 8 p.m. And how can you forget the lovable, adorable, just unbelievable, excitingly, Stephen B. That's me. Controversy every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 to 12. And also soon, and I'm not sure, I got to get with management. I can't promise this, but I'm thinking that Saturday we're going to be having a different show, a live show, basically TV, simulcast, I'm sure, that I'm hosting. And it's just a conversation with me and some pretty heavy people. So I'm not sure if we're going to do that Saturday. We're supposed to start Saturday, but I'm not sure. I've got to get with management because there's some other things that are invoked our brains that have come up that we may have to deal with in reference to the American Legion. And while I'm at it, let me throw a shout out. I am a Legionnaire. In fact, the three people that I work with, the creative brain trust of this thing, are Legionnaires. We all served in the United States military. And contrary to what people will say to you, we are very proud that we did such. In fact, I can tell you this, and I may be wrong, Bernstein, but I really think that a lot of our skills, especially our moral skills and our moral fiber and doing what we're doing, helped us by being in the military. I really think so. But with that said, I want to encourage you to join the American Legion, and here's why. It's the largest veterans organization in the world, and it really is dedicated to helping veterans. Now, before we get into this conversation where they didn't think anything about blacks and this and the other, let me straighten you out on something. I was probably the most militant person you could have ever met, Bernstein. I really was. I mean, I had changed my name to Nizewu Abwana Damu. I had developed a culture of revolution back in the 70s. You know, changed my dress, wore a dog, cheeky, used Swahili, which just cracks me up now. I think about retrospect. We talked about speaking in Swahili and, right on, brother, Russell, and then we run up against blacks that are from the motherland. We're sitting there going, right on, brother, Baigani. We're like, what does that mean? Baigani? Come on now. We were perpetrating being black. We really were. And I let me apologize again. I don't mind apologizing. You brothers and sisters from the motherland, please accept my apology for our ignorance back in that time. We meant well. We really did. We just didn't educate ourselves well. Okay? With that being said, let me explain to you that really it is so important that you stretch your mind. Expanding your mind is a little difficult. It really is, because there's so many negative elements out there. But expand your mind. And how you expand your mind is doing and listening to what we're doing right now today, Bernstein. I mean, it's funny. Whether you agree with us or not agree with us, the bottom line is your experience in life is enhanced by us because you're seeing something different. You're hearing something different. Black folk need to stop being afraid. I'm not afraid to tell people I listened to Rush Limbaugh 17 years. I am not afraid of it. I'm not ashamed of it. I learned a lot from that guy, racist as he might have been, but I learned a lot from him. That's why I really know for a fact that everybody has something to offer, everybody. So we need to start really exploring, and I'm saying exploring because right now I don't think that, and I'm saying this, Bernstein, I might be wrong, but I really don't think that right now the culture within the black community is warranting them to expand their brains, okay, because they're doing the same thing now that they were doing 40 years ago. For instance, the minister is dressing better than the vote, right? That's been happening since the beginning of time. The disrespect, not from the white community, because the truth of the matter, if you concentrate on the fact of what the white community is disrespecting you, then you're not understanding the true disrespect, and that's disrespecting yourself. That's more important, and your family. Come on. And I'm as guilty as a black man, as guilty as the rest of you out there. I'm not criticizing you, myself, or anybody. I'm just telling the truth. The truth is we have not done a good job. We need to do better, and it starts with you. And it starts with you thinking about the positiveness of what you can do, not making excuses. Well, I can't do it because the white man did it, and I ain't free because the white man ain't letting me be free. You're not free because you haven't freed your mind and let your behind follow. We have been so busy in our culture freeing our butts, for instance. Freeing your butt is, I'm going to drive me a nice Cadillac. I'm going to talk slick. You know, I'm going to do the things that make you see that I'm good. I got power. Come on now. Wake up and smell the roses. That ain't power. And it's certainly not freedom. Freedom is freeing your mind and allowing your body to follow. Because I'm going to tell you something. If you free your mind, that your body is not going to carry your butt to the Cadillac dealer. You free your mind, that buying of yours, it's going to carry your body to something that you can afford, something that's going to keep you rolling. That's the name of the game. You can get the Cadillac and the limousine or whatever you want later, but you got to have a starting point. And the first starting point is know within yourself that as you begin this journey of a successful magical mystery tour towards greatness, that you started doing something positive from the beginning. And a little thing like humbling yourself that you don't drive that Cadillac today, to get that focus today that's going to get you around. It might be small, but it's going to get you where you need to go, because it's going to help you get to that Cadillac. It's going to help you move to that direction. While you're sitting waiting getting that Cadillac, you are not riding in nothing, so you're depending on somebody else. That's where you make the mistake. Get what you can get to get you where you're going. Get things in your life and the mentality in your life that what you need to be doing is focusing on a successful destiny, and you got to start somewhere. Rome wasn't built in a day. Only thing I know it was built in a day, hello, was Earth, and that really wasn't a day. Because one of God's days equals thousands upon thousands of men. So even that didn't take a day. It takes a process. And the process first is feeling good about yourself. You know, waking up in the morning, loving yourself. And then the process of success begins. And that's the only way to do it. Now, somebody's saying, well, Steve, you ain't got the only answer. There's more answer to that. All I can do is like, okay, what's your answer? If your answer is going to begin like a lot of answers is, well, I got an answer. First thing we need to do is we need to let that white man not have his knee in my neck. That ain't the right answer. That's not even a beginning. The right answer is I have determined I'm going to be a success. I'm not going to let anything get in my way. I'm not going to be held down by the opinions of others. I'm going to be held down the most supreme opinion, and that's the God within me, and I'm going forward. I've got a journey. I've got a destiny with greatness. Ain't got time to hear the rest of stuff. That's where it begins, okay? Let me tell you a classic idea of why I'm saying that and why it works. You come the first thing in the morning, you get that telephone call and knock on the door, especially from your lady. Let's use that example. And, sweetheart, how you doing today? Well, I'm not having a good day. You know, I got to pay this bill and, you know, the car ain't working right. And trust me when I tell you that, not only is their day going to be bad, your day going to be bad too, because it already started negative. You know, the answer, sweetheart, good morning, how's things going? Things are great. I'm in love. I'm having fun. I'm thinking about what I can do to go forward. That's how you should start off your conversation. You start off negative, you're going to end negative. I'm telling you, it doesn't make a difference. If you start your day in your life doing that, you're always going to be doing the same thing over and over again. And you know what, Bernstein, that fascinates me is being in a repeat idiot, because that's what you are. If you do that, being a repeat idiot is only going to get you into the presidency. I'm sorry for that. And no offense, President Joe. But I had to throw that in. I really did. How many people did you see the interview with Michelle Obama last night on Jimmy Kimmel show?
Actually, no, because I got beef with Michelle Obama right now.
What's beef with Michelle? Let's hear this one.
I have beef with her right now because she went and interviewed a 12-year-old child.
I saw that.
Hyping up
her book?
Minor children switching their gender. She was interviewing Dwayne Wade's son who thinks he's a girl, and she gave Dwayne Wade's son like a Woman of the Year medal or something like that. For starters, he's not a woman. He's a child. He's only 12, and he's also a boy. So I got beef with Michelle right now because she's pushing this whole of transgender thing for minors. If you're a transgender, you want to switch your sex when you're an adult, I get it. But to put a 12-year-old child on stage to the world, I have a problem with that.
And I understand it, but let me share this with you, brother. I'm not going to get into faith thing, but let me share this with you. Although I definitely agree with you, I think that that was not a good thing to do, nor do I think that was a proper format to do it in. But let me share something with you. The story goes that at 12 years old, Jesus walked into the temple, and the people were at odd at what he was saying, because for him to have such a wisdom at 12 years old is just phenomenal. And it's interesting that even in the Jewish culture, that whole thing of the bar mitzvahs, is at 12 years old becoming a man, becoming a whatever. And I get it, and I think they're 100% correct. I think that from a male standpoint of view, those rites of passage are necessary. With that being said, let me say this. I am of the mind, personal mind, that what transpired was wrong. But I can't very well argue with the fact of her sharing such advice with this child, because if we go back to the standard of what we consider the beginning of life as a male, it's at 12. So I agree with you from the standpoint that it may have been done at the wrong forum, but I certainly don't agree or disagree with the fact that it should not have, she should not have had that conversation with him, because once again, I didn't write the books. I'm just going by them. 12, and he should have been able to handle it. So that's my attitude to that. And I know that, you know, there's caveats that, well, you know, you're advocating, you know, 12 years old being, you know, totally independent. I'm not saying anything about totally independency. I'm just talking about that particular issue. So please don't get me wrong in saying, you know, that the child should have and given the information to be so independent that they don't listen to their parents or listen to their teachers. I'm not advocating that at all. I'm just advocating the fact that being a critical thinker, that if you want me to critically think, then I've got to go back to where it all began. And that's for us, the Bible, or for me anyway, the Bible. So, I mean, it's a difficult conversation. With that being said, the interesting thing about Michelle Obama and even the interview last night is she's got a new book out. And I have not had the chance, I'm sorry, to read it. I did read her autobiography, and I read Barack's book as well. And the only thing I got to say is this. There are no absolutes, just like there's no perfect people in this world. But if you got to come damn close to a female that's damn near perfect like the Mother Mary, I have to take my hat off to Michelle Obama. She's bright. She's brilliant. Taint bad to look at. And built, I mean, that is a... Yeah, that's a stallion, everybody, okay? Am I wrong or right? I'm not walking away from it. Barack, I'm telling you, dude, don't let me have a chance. We can forget this. See, that's one dream and destiny I will probably never achieve is being with Michelle. But anyway, I mean, she's a lawyer. She's a great communicator. And she's shown the capacity of not being afraid of anything. So, and you know, her even tangling that subject, this kind of ruffles me a little bit, Bernstein, because that's the same thing with Will and Jada, and the same thing with who's the other couple? And who?
Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle. Dwayne
Wade and Gabrielle. First of all, if you look at all those people, those parents, not only are they good at their craft, but basically none of those parents, think about it, none of those parents have ever been hit with a legitimate, that's what I call, no legitimate such way, but a scandal. I mean, really. I mean, the only scandals have been about their children, but as far as how they live their life and how they've shown in public, how respectful they can be and their talent, you can't take anything away from them. So you know, with that being said, I mean, you know, I have a problem with this whole issue about being gay. I mean, I just do. I'm gonna be honest with you. Me personally, you know, I love my daughter a lot. I really do. And I kind of miss her because we've been kind of estranged lately because of some misunderstandings that happens with girls and women and dads and their daughters. And she's gay.
Do you think a person is born gay or they choose to be gay?
There's no such thing as a gay gene, and they need to stop that craziness. And there's people aren't born gay, but people are a product of their society. I mean, now with that being said, my daughter wasn't raised in a gay environment, okay? And to be honest with you, we've never gotten to that discussion of why she became gay, if a man hurt her or anything like that. We've never gotten that discussion. And we probably won't, okay, because it doesn't make a difference to me anyway of why she's chosen that lifestyle. What's more important is that we respect each other's right to have that lifestyle. I don't agree with it. She can't put it this way. I respect her husband, Justin, or whatever he calls himself. I don't know. What do you call them if they're a husband? They're really females. They all fit.
I don't.
Oh, oh wow. Wow, that's cool, man.
I'm that guy.
I made it. Takes all guys. But no, seriously, it's okay because I love my daughter unconditionally. But they can't, when she comes and visits, the two of them come visit, they can't sleep in my house together. That ain't going to happen. You know, in fact, I'll give a hotel careless, but certain things I'm not going to allow to happen in my presence, just especially not under my roof, so. But, you know, back to that, with this being said, Bernstein, I mean, my attitude is this. If it takes to live that lifestyle to make you happy and it's going to allow you to grow and allow you to be success, who am I to complain? You know what I mean? I mean, it's not like a guy murdering somebody. I mean, what can physically get help there? Nothing. So, that you know, it's a difficult thing. Let me go on record as saying this.
I just think my thing is, I don't need to know who you sleep with. And for some reason, it's almost like a badge of honor. Like, it's not like every time you do your show, you go, I'm Stephen B, and I love women, I'm heterosexual, and then you talk about your subject.
Exactly.
But they go, well, I'm Jim such such, and I'm gay, and then they give him an award for being honorable or like he's courageous. That's not being courageous. Well, whatever you do, that's your private business. Well, that's what I think.
Well, let me ask you a question. As a veteran, you know, for the last 2 years, the first time I ever seen it happen, very first time that men in uniform, women in uniform, were marching in the gay parade movement. What do you think about that, Bernstein? I'm just interested.
You mean like openly marching?
Yeah, they were in uniform. They were in uniform marching in the gay parade to show their
well,
the camaraderie with the gay movement.
Well, when I was in the military was when the big thing with Clinton created the don't ask, don't tell. Then a lot of people realized, I don't know if you remember, but when you used to join the military, that question actually used to be on your application.
Right.
They would ask you, are you gay?
Right.
They would ask you that on the application.
But see, back in when I was in Burst Thing, check this out, it wasn't allowed, period. It was, I mean, listen, they found out you were gay.
You was kicked out.
You were kicked out.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. And then when I came in, that's when they
don't ask, don't tell.
Don't ask, don't tell. They changed the law to don't ask, don't tell. Like, we ain't gonna ask you gay anymore, but you cannot tell us that you're gay anymore. Okay? Well, you can't. Well, you know, so you can't say you're not. You can't openly be gay. That's just like in the military. There's a time if you was an adulteress,
yep,
you get kicked out of the military.
Yes.
So it went both ways.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let me ask you. So what's the policy now?
They changed it. They just passed the law. Since Biden actually changed the law last week, where now transgenders are allowed to be openly in the military now. Like, it's all open now. You can,
right.
Two men, two women could walk down on bases now. It's completely wide open now. There's no more don't ask, don't tell. Don't ask, don't tell was the starting point. Now they're at the point, like, everything goes.
Well, and you know what? And it's funny, because I was watching a video clip on the news of a Navy man coming home, coming off the game plank, and he walked right up to his lover. He's in uniform. He kissed his lover right there on the TV screen. I was like, really? Okay. You know what I mean? And don't get me wrong. I guess they have to advertise the cure, whatever they're using now. But those commercials they got at the very end, I don't know, Ativa, whatever it is, at the very end, the two guys are kissing. And here's what the killer is, man. If you look at these commercials about the gays kissing on TV, they're all of color.
I know. Like, that's like the agenda.
We need it. We're going to look into that.
The same thing with the transgenders.
We're going to do that, man. We're going to look into that. And because that's something that really needs to be addressed. I mean, why is it that them advertising this culture that they use blacks? But I'm like you, though, man. I'm going to tell you something. I don't kiss in public. I don't. Every now and then, you know, I've been in that situation, obviously, when I got married, okay? But I don't kiss in public. I very seldom hold hands in public. Why? Because I'm not out here trying to advertise that I'm a man, okay? I'm not here trying to show my personal affection, my personal relationship with my woman, you know, publicly. Now, I grant you, I'll be honest with you, if my woman was, you know, Beyonce and, you know, some of the women I've seen out there, guess what? I'm holding hands. Why? Because I don't want to get away. Let's be on the real. But no, but I get it. You know, let's really talk about that, because one of the things I really think, Bernstein, is this, that the more and more this culture develops, the more and more problems we in the community of color are going to have. Not because of the culture, really. I don't think that. And I'm fully accepting of it. It's because we have so many people that are not accepting of it. So many people are still hate baiting, that the more that movement grows, and then the more the macho movement is going to grow. Okay. I see that, which that's going to be a bad conflict. So we need to address that.
But it was two things. I was listening to Moving Forward. I think it was Tuesday show Moving Forward. And the host of that show was talking about the whole transgender thing towards our culture. And in the conversation, the host had mentioned that it was talking about, he always talks about a soft genocide and hard genocide.
Right.
And so he was saying that's just another form of soft genocide. And for some reason in our culture, they're pushing this on our culture. So if you turn all the men into women, there's no kids being made for that culture, for
right.
our culture.
Right.
The same with abortion.
Right.
So these are all these different forms that stops the growth of our culture, because men can't have babies with women no more, because all the men are women now, or they're having a bunch of births. So it was like it was a thing where it's almost a form of controlling the growth of the culture.
And you're right. And see, now, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I really am not. But nothing goes unseen. This all started with Margaret Sanger and birth control pills. Now, if you ask me, is the birth control pills in itself a conspiracy? No. If you ask me, the gay thing is a conspiracy to eliminate our culture? No. But here's what I will tell you. With all those things combined, you can't ignore the fact, the possibility of a master plan to exterminate the race of color by using those things. So Monday, Bernstein, let's do some research on the weekend. Let's have a really good discussion. I have nothing else, you and I, because we agree, but we kind of disagree on how to approach it. And maybe we, in our conversation, our dialogue, can help both communities. So we'll get into that. Let me share something with you. Another thing I've got to tell you, I want you to tune in to the show Moving Forward Radio Show, which is hosted by our CEO, Dwayne Abernathy. That should be good. Why? Because this brother here, I'm telling you, he's our leader. Young brother, but even myself, I sit and listen to him. You know, I was like, wow, where does this brother think and get this knowledge? But that's Moving Forward Show, the radio show hosted by our CEO and president, Dwayne Abernathy. It's from 10 to 12, Tuesdays and Thursdays and Saturday at yazzaradio.com. And also, you know, make sure you tune in to Controversy Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And we need people to call in some more so we can dialogue and do some things. So that number is 515 605-9775. Also, while we're getting winding down here, let's get everything in. If you need a camera for your home or business, Digital Guard at 888-577. That's 888-577. You know, this number is written wrong. I got to redo this again. The number is 888-640-5777, option one. I'm from memory. Am I doing good? Is it 64? Okay. Make sure you call 888-640-5771, option one, to schedule a free walkthrough, or go to the preventhomecrime.com or keep ourcitysafe.com. If you're ready to purchase now, give us a holler, because the bottom line is this. At checking out, make sure to click on Controversy Radio Show to support the show with your purchase. Keep in mind, what you can't see will hurt you, which is very true. This Digital Guard security company is second to none. They can talk AT&T and the rest of these things if they want to, but I've seen this system in both commercial and home. Nothing like it. Nothing like it. If you're concerned about your security, call 888-640-5777 or go to preventhomecrime.com, Digital Guard Security. You got to check it out. Brother Abernathy, who owns both companies, this young man owns both companies, will do you right. In fact, a lot of times he'll come out and look at the system itself, and you can talk to this brilliant man. I mean, you know, I'm going to say this, and I want anybody to be offended, but I'm going to be real. As revolutionary and controversy as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was, there's one thing I got to say. He was a very meek, humble dude who was very brilliant, a very brilliant communicator, even though he only had, a fourth, fifth grade education? Brilliant communicator. But in this brother here, Brother Abernathy, and I say Brother Abernathy because that's where I'm at with him, he has the humbleness, he has the intellect, he has the conversation, but more importantly is he's developed a platform for you and me, okay? This is something that is for, and it bypasses generation ages. This is something for you and me. So you got to check us out at YazzaRadio.com, Yazzar TV. Like I said, you got to check out the Pippi and Snap Show. It's 8 p.m. on Mondays. Get some knowledge in your brain so your body can connect with your brain. Okay? Also, Culture Kings. That's my favorite show. Even though one day I'm going to elect them, I'm going to defeat them. I'm going to beat them. No, seriously. Culture Kings, these brothers are on the one, really on the one. You got to check them out. What they got to talk about is covers every range of our lives, and that's important. And they're saying it to you, coming to you short distance and real. Three brothers from dynamically different cultures, but have one thing in mind, that's opinions matter. And please don't forget the show Controversy, which is I'm your host, Stephen B., doing it in the key of E. That's excellence for you and me, just like this radio station. Check me out. I'm out, y'all. Bye-bye.
having a camera system is not enough. We are told that surveillance cameras are effective crime-fighting tools because they deter and or record evidence of criminal activity. But this information is false. Deterrence only works on some people, not all. One only has to keep up with the news being reported from around the world, and we see day after day of overnight burglaries or smash and grabs of businesses when they're closed. And these businesses have cameras. Cameras are great to record crimes, and they give you a record after a crime is committed. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. You may be asking, why use Digital Guard remote monitoring to protect your business or home? Why hire Digital Guard remote monitoring instead of hiring a security guard? What makes Digital Guard remote monitoring different from alarm monitoring companies? The answers to your questions are... What is the answer? The answer is Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring has been used to improve or replace traditional security guard services for many businesses. Our solution is a proactive and more effective way to preventing the act of a crime at less than 75% of the cost of having security guards. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring eliminates all of those associated fees that come with hiring a security guard staff. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring solves the problem of businesses burglarized overnight when they're closed. Our command center views live real-time video from any installed camera on our network. Upon viewing an attempted security breach, we can either dispatch a security response unit or immediately contact law enforcement. Digital Guard remote monitoring will improve safety, reduce accidents, reduce shrinkage, increase bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give business owners a sense of peace. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. Be proactive, not reactive, when it comes to protecting your business or home. To get started, contact us at 888-640-5777, option 2, or visit www.digitalguardlive.com.